In this bulletin, cases of the Omicron COVID-19 variant found in Australia. Countries around the world react to the new strain, some leaders saying the world will need to learn to live with it. And in sport, Australian Open organisers in discussions with the federal government on how it might affect the tournament in the new year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tina Quinn. Good morning. Two cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Australia after overseas travellers who arrived in Sydney from South Africa tested positive. Both arrived on Saturday night and are in special accommodation and fully vaccinated. New South Wales Health says the pair are asymptomatic. They travelled from Southern Africa on Qatar Airways from Doha to Sydney, and the remaining 12 passengers on that flight are now also in isolation. The federal government has banned entry into Australia for travellers who are non-residents from 9 Southern African countries, and those who have recently arrived need to undergo 14 days of quarantine. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government won't hesitate to implement further measures if needed. Overseas arrivals at Australian airports are saying that there has been confusion as they navigate the new quarantine rules announced by the federal and state governments in response to the new variant. While the federal government is requiring arrivals from the 9 South African countries of concern to quarantine for 14 days, New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT are requiring other international arrivals to get tested and isolate at home for 72 hours. These passengers at Sydney Airport say there was little notice given.
Apparently says I have to do a test within a certain number of days, but they provided no information about how that's actually going to happen.
As a traveller, I think people are getting frustrated. We are vaccinated. There's still a lot of unknowns, but I mean, mate, it's Christmas. Everyone's looking forward to spend time with family, and probably it's just not a good timing.
We just came through there then, not a thing was mentioned about it, so I don't know who's going to enforce it or how they're going to go about it, but we'll see what happens.
Turning overseas now, and the French Health Minister Olivier Véran says the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 is probably already circulating in France.
And from the moment it is circulating in England, Italy or Belgium, it is likely that there are currently cases in circulation in France. We will identify them and we will slow them as much as we can, its spread and circulation.
The country will maintain a ban on flights from Southern Africa until at least Tuesday to slow its spread. While it's not clear yet how existing vaccines work against the variant, Mr. Véran says the French government isn't changing its strategy to fight the latest surge of infections driven by the Delta variant, including its booster dose rollout. More than 75% of France's population is fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, Israel has taken a number of precautions in response to the new COVID-19 variant. They've closed their borders to all foreign nationals, are now mandating quarantine for Israelis arriving from abroad, and have red-listed travel to 50 African nations. The Health Ministry has also approved the use of a controversial phone monitoring technology to perform contact tracing on individuals confirmed with the new Omicron COVID-19 variant. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says the new measures are necessary.
Now we need to tighten up our borders in order to keep Israel open internally. I understand that we need to change vacation destinations and go into isolation upon return. This happens in my family as well. Restrictions on the country's borders is not an easy step, but it's a temporary and necessary step.
The European Union chief, Ursula von der Leyen, has reaffirmed her commitment to tripling border management funds for Latvia, Poland and Lithuania, where tensions have risen over migrants trying to enter the 27-member bloc from Belarus. Ms. von der Leyen visited Latvia with Nation Chief Jens Stoltenberg, saying funds will be increased to 200 million euros over this year and next.
I want to assure you here of the EU's full solidarity with Latvia, Poland and Lithuania for months now. Latvia has been facing a deliberate, a cynical and a hybrid attack organized by the Lukashenko regime. And this attack is putting at risk the life of innocent civilians lured to Belarus under false promises. Latvia has been responding to this hybrid attack in a humane way, at the same time in a very firm way.
Turning to sport now, and organisers of the Australian Open say they're in discussions with the federal government on how the Omicron variant might affect the tournament in the new year. Tennis Australia CEO Craig Tiley says at this stage the Australian Open is still scheduled to commence on January the 17th. But he told Channel 9 he is expecting to hear more from the government in the coming days.
At this point, the plans are going ahead as they are. We're looking forward to 100% capacity crowds in January. All the players, the first charter flight arrives in Australia on the 27th, 28th of December. And we're bringing in over 20 charter flights from different countries around the world. But every athlete that gets on has to have a negative PCR test, gets tested again when they arrive. But there's still a lot to play out with this. There's a lot of unanswered questions, which we'll get to hopefully here pretty soon.
And now for a look at today's weather. If you're in Perth, it's looking mostly sunny with a top of 27 expected. Adelaide is also sunny with a high of 28. The same for Melbourne with tops of 26. Hobart's mostly sunny as well with a high of 20. Canberra's partly cloudy, however, with a high of 23. It's also partly cloudy if you're in Wollongong, with a high of 20 forecasted. The same for Sydney and Newcastle, with tops of 22 expected to be reached. Showers if you're in Brisbane, with a high of 26. The same for Cairns, with a high of 32. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, with a top of 35. And that's all the latest in SBS News. I'm Tina Quinn.